بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، ما بعد. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected listeners, Alhamdulillah, the mercy and the fadl and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has gifted us Iman. And this is the greatest gift that anyone can receive. And we have heard this over and over again. And our responsibility is to protect this gift given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the year comes to a close, one of the things that the ulama have mentioned constantly in many of their books, in many of their talks, is that insan and a person should always reflect on his life and on his past year. That in this previous year, in the year 2023, what was my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like at the beginning of the year? What did my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become like during the year? And at the end of the year, has my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, improved, increased, or has my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreased? An intelligent person will always, constantly remind himself that one day he has to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he stands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him and question him regarding his life. This verse that I quoted before you, it is said regarding this verse that this was the final verse revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in the entire Quran, many verses, the final verse which was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was this verse. Just like we know that the first verse revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Iqra, the opening five verses. The final verse which was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was this verse: وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. That fear that day in which you will be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The final message given by the Quran was that fear that day in which you will be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ. Then every soul will be recompensated fully for whatever it earned. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And they will not be wronged. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day will fully reimburse and recompensate every person who has earned something, who has put forward something for himself in the akhirah. And if they have done the opposite, and if they have ruined the akhirah, and if they have violated the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and spent their life in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they will have to answer on the day of Qiyamah in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another place in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. That, O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every soul should see what it has sent forth for tomorrow. What have I done for tomorrow? Have I done something for my akhirah? Or am I still in that same cycle? Not so long ago it was 2001, 2002, 2010, 2015, 2020. Is my deen still at the same level? Do I still have that same connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Has my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not strengthened? Am I still involved in those sins which I used to commit back in those days? Everyone will agree that time is going very fast. There is no barakah in time. It feels like COVID was yesterday. 4 years, nearly 4 years now. So time is moving. And the scholars say that, Yabna Adam, innaka anta ayyam. That, O son of Adam, you are only days. In reality, what are you? You are a collection of days. And every time a day passes, then your meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes closer. Your meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes closer. So an intelligent person would do what? An intelligent person would prepare for that meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because the days are becoming close. 2022 is finished. 2023 is finished. Every year that passes, your meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes closer. You going into the grave becomes closer. Your days in the dunya become less. And your meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now close. But unfortunately, our state is what? Like the Quran mentions, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ. That for the people, their accountability is close. For the people, their accountability is close. They have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But their situation is such that وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ, that they are turning away in negligence. We are in denial. In denial of the fact that we have to meet our Creator tomorrow. And the more we suspend and put behind our backs this reality that our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very close, the more easy it will be for shaitan to deviate us, to lead us to sin, to make us violate the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more we face the reality that death is close, and my meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is close, and this is a reality which I cannot run away from. And the years are passing. The years are passing like nothing. There is no barakah in time. Years ago seems like yesterday. The sooner we bring this reality into our life, that we are going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the easier it will become for us to stay away from sin. Stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why when a person reaches elderly age, when he turns 60 and 65 and 70, and when his body is giving up, and when he has health issues, then that person very rarely carries out the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has mentally prepared himself for the next chapter in his life. But this mindset should be our mindset throughout our life. That it's not only when I'm 60 and 70 and when I have retired that now I will focus on the Akhirah and I will focus on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now it's too late. When we are in our peak years, when we have the strength, and then we dedicate ourselves to the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to carrying out the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is the time in which our efforts are greatly appreciated. That's why it's mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that from amongst the people who will be given shade on the day of Qiyamah is that person, shabun nasha'a fi ibadatillah, is that youngster who grew up, who spent in youth his youth in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let these few days which remain from the year be days of reflection. That what have I done to strengthen my spirituality, strengthen my deen, strengthen my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, strengthen my knowledge of deen. What have I done to improve my deen? Let us reflect. And if it's the case that I have improved, then alhamdulillah. And if it's the case that I have gone backwards, or if I'm in the same place, then we need to now take steps, make a firm intention that inshallah from today, I will give priority to the akhirah, to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over this dunya. And if this mindset becomes ours, then inshallah we will succeed on the day when our soul is being taken out, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us iman in our last moments. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the pain of the ummah. The ummah shouldn't be forgotten. It's been 70 days, 80 days, the Palestinian plight. We have to keep remembering them in our du'as. We have to keep talking about them. The ummah should never be forgotten. So this is also one thing that we can note down in our reflection. That has my concern for my ummah, the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, increased, decreased. All of these things we need to take into consideration. If the brothers from the first saf till the last saf can please stand up. And fill in the gaps. If there are any spaces in front of you, please fill them in.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Hayya 'alas salah, Hayya 'alas salah, حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Allahumma rabbana.
Just a small reminder, inshallah, on Sunday after Isha Salah will be at 8 o'clock, our monthly program will take place. And inshallah, it will be a lengthened one, so it will continue until midnight. All brothers are requested to participate.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي خلق النفوس وسواها وقال في كتابه قد أفلح من زكاها وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين أما بعد فاتقوا الله عباد الله حق التقوى وراقبوه في السر والنجوى واعلموا أن العمر أيام وأن الدنيا معبر وفي تعاقب شهورها عبر وفي انقضاء سنواتها فكر ولنا بمن قبلنا أسوة وفينا لمن بعدنا عبرة واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون أيها المؤمنون إن المرء لا يزال بخير ما كان له واعظ من نفسه وكانت المحاسبة من همته فالنفس أمارة بالسوء إلا ما رحم ربي وإنما ترقى درجتها بالمحاسبة قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون والفطن من راقب نفسه وحاسبها على ما فات ونظر فيما ادخره لما هو آت قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما منكم من أحد إلا سيكلمه الله ليس بينه وبينه ترجمان فينظر أيمن منه فلا يرى إلا ما قدم من عمله وينظر أيسر منه فلا يرى إلا ما قدم من عمله فمن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها فليكن في حساب مستمر لنفسه فالسعيد من حاسب نفسه وراقبها فيا فوزه وبشراه كتب الله أجره وثبته وأثابه أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد اتقوا الله تعالى قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة الأكرمين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم اللهم انصرهم اللهم انصرهم. اللهم عليك بأعدائهم اللهم عليك بهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تدع فينا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
Please straighten your rows and ensure that all gaps are filled. If there are any gaps in front of you, then please fill them in quickly. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله